producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Along with Riz McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Good news, the Fed has left the key interest rate unchanged. Even so, the chairman of the Fed says a rate hike is likely this year. Boo-hoo, boo, boo!
Is that good news?
Well, good news is they left the rate unchanged now. That helps the markets, and I don't know what...
So it's good news for the consumer, right?
Yes, very
but
good news.
But is it good news for the dollar?
Yeah, it's okay for the dollar. Not it's you know, people... This is a good question, Richie. Ask how the banks are making money.
Right.
They make money based on whatever they can charge over the prime rate. And the prime rate is now is basically nothing. So people are still mortgaging
somebody's
their
losing.
Homes for 3%. And that's money for the banks that are loaning it out. 3.5%.
Why don't they keep it at zero forever?
That's a good question. I don't know. Why
raise it?
That's a very good
somebody's
question.
Losing. Somebody's not making interest on this. Who is it?
Somebody's so, losing.
I just assume it's
I wonder who
the U.S. government and the dollar.
Yeah. Okay, next item of good news. Haven't gotten an answer. Let's just keep going through the good news. The earthquake that we were talking about, that 8.3 quake in Chile,
right.
Because the government and the people of Chile have been through this so often, they have invested in structural reinforcement of their buildings and refinement of the alert system for earthquakes, tsunamis, that sort of thing. So the damage was very limited. If you look at it and then compare it to some of the damage from some of these other storms that we've seen hit Asian countries where stuff is wiped out, Chile's in pretty good shape, pretty smart. We don't necessarily think of them as progressive, but they are. Yeah, Kenny, what'd you say?
That was a big one, too. That was like 8.3.
Yeah, big, big.
You know, a lot of these, when you get down into South America, they will use really cheap concrete, and they don't prepare. Everything in Colombia, when we go to Colombia, everything is concrete. They don't stick build anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they always laugh at us because they see everything here is stick built. I mean, everybody's home is built with 2x4s. And you wonder, on the coasts, why don't we use more cement and in earthquake, you know, prone areas? Why don't we use more? So, but good for them.
Yep, good for them is exactly right. Okay, a couple of other things here that require our honest attention. The government is trying to figure out, the government versus the political arm, the government of the bureaucrats, as far as I'm concerned, political arm are the Republicans and the Democrats, and how they try to influence, because that's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to influence what the bureaucrats do. Now, separating bureaucracy from charity is something that's hard for some people. Their gray matter doesn't let them do that. They think... they, whoever they are, many people think that Planned Parenthood is an adjunct to the government because we give them so much support. $500 million from the feds. Each state has been asked to help Planned Parenthood, and many states do with offerings. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that does a lot of work for women, clinics that help in their health. But they also do something that is, in my world, difficult to accept. I am not for abortions. I think I have very strong feelings, but these are my feelings. They reflect what I think is an important value, and that is life. If you're having, if you have a problem, you get pregnant, you, in my world, what I would advise, because it's up to me, if I'm in a relationship, to just advise. I don't own. It's not my body. Decision is the woman's. But if I had an influence, I would ask that the baby be brought to term. And then perhaps adopted. There are cases when abortions are appropriate. Not many, but there are cases. And it's a very, very, very private, personal thing. And so it makes it so hard to talk about this. So now we have the government, the bureaucracy is trying to plan now, because it could be that there's a government shutdown at the end of the month because of the spending bill block for Planned Parenthood. And the reason that's come about is because of this video that was referred to the other night in the debate. I believe it was Ms. Fiorina who brought the subject up. And so what we have here is this push and pull back and forth with people trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. My feeling is the right thing to do is not have a bill that's aimed at Planned Parenthood, but a bill that's aimed at all of the 501c3 nonprofits, the charities that get government support. Take them all off the books. All of them. And then you don't have this sort of thing. You don't have this political football that these people can use one way or another and abuse some of the good work that's done by the people who are helping women who have health problems that don't seem to get help elsewhere. And that's one of the reasons that it's a charity, because they do help women who can't afford to pay for medical care in other circumstances. But they do themselves a disservice by allowing the kind of thing, even if it only happened once, at one facility, that gruesome, grotesque description and what was portrayed, whether the fetus was, there was a problem with it, and a lot of, they say a lot of the babies that are aborted have physical problems or whatever. That's
in the late trimester.
Yeah, and that's a part of the, that's part of what the woman has to discuss and decide, but they are so foolish to have let this material get leaked so that now they have to fight back, when if they had not ever done this, it wouldn't have been a question. That doesn't take away from me.
They didn't know
thinking,
it was being taped.
Well, but you know what? Everybody today needs to think that there's somebody there. That's just not realistic anymore. There's always a phone. There's always a tape. There's always
when
something.
When you're sitting in a restaurant talking with somebody you just met or just dealing with, you have to assume that information will get out somewhere.
Whatever you say.
Yeah.
So it's just a shame that it's gotten to this, and these guys are going to use this. And by the way, it's mostly men who do the talking about these sorts of things, and that's another troubling part of it. But just do us all a service, will you please, you politicians that are listening? Defund all of the charitable organizations. The government has no business. I'm surprised somebody hasn't taken these sorts of things to the Supreme Court. I can't find anywhere, and maybe you guys, maybe Kenny, you can find where I'm wrong. I don't see any justification for helping these 501c3s in the Constitution. And I'm amazed that nobody has taken this to the Supreme Court. All of these. There are hundreds of these agencies that get funded by the taxpayer, and the taxpayer doesn't want to fund them. Does any,
Congress has agendas for different groups that are in their
absolutely
districts.
Yes,
and that's why they're all
but
getting funding.
Makes it even more imperative to get them out, because they don't serve the interest of everybody. Yet all of our tax dollars from everywhere go sometimes to help these singular support groups. So you're right. Do you think that we ought to be funding charities with tax dollars?
No. No, I don't. But I can't see which senator or which congressman will be the first one.
I can't either.
We should stop funding the charity in my district.
Yeah, right. But
that's the last time it'll be elected.
Yeah, well, there you go. So here we have a government that doesn't work because of that sort of thing. Richie, exactly. You think that all these 501c3 should be funded or defunded?
No, I think they should be defunded. There is a place where government should not be handling things, and private
companies, whether they be for-profit or non-profit, can do it better than the government. So yeah. With regard to the government saying, here, we don't want to do this, you do it, we'll give you money for it, I kind of see that, but it always ends up where the money
It's a circus.
It's a money grab.
Yeah, it's a circus.
It always ends up that way.
Yep. Okay, well, it'll be interesting to see what these clowns do between now and the end of the month, because that's all the time they have. What's today? The 15th, right? The 18th. Today's the 18th. So they got, 2 weeks? Actually, they got 2 weeks. That's it. Isn't that right? The 18th, first day of October is Thursday. So they got less than 2 weeks. Because the government's working on an October 1st to September 30th, the calendar. So they don't figure this out between now and a week from Wednesday. They'll send everybody home. But you know what happens? Remember the last time? They still get paid. They don't work. These people use these things as tools for their own campaigns, whatever, because there are varied degrees of what we think is right and wrong.
If anybody had a brain over there, they'd shut it down next week when the Pope is here, because this place is going to be a madhouse anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they will make everyone stay home. They will say, you take your time off, you take
right.
your days,
yeah.
work from home, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nobody's going to be here next week anyway working.
Well, hope that doesn't get in the way of you getting. You're a little outside the city, so.
3 or 4 miles, which hopefully is enough.
Saving grace. All right, we've been pretty serious here, but I think you get the drift of what's going on. Comments are welcome, certainly, at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Silver. Clover has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My three song song. Oh, Richie, what's the big idea?
I don't know.
Jump the gun on the contest.
That's my favorite thing. Hold on.
I know it is.
Reset.
For those of you who have a prejudice against music that's 48 years old, or however old it is.
It's just hokey and campy. It's really
awesome. Right. As opposed to my other hokey.
What, how many people don't even get this?
Right. They don't get this. This is the theme from My Three Sons, the Fred McMurray show that was on more than 48 years ago. That's got to go back 50, 55 years. Kenny, just for the heck of a check and see. Do you mind?
Check. He knows. He's
what, when was My Three? When were My Three Sons? What years were that on?
Back when things on TV were in black and white.
Yes. In the 50s, right? 50s and early 60s, I would guess.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, that's not important to the contest other than it's a way for us to set it up because it sounds cool to say My Three Songs when you hear My Three Sons playing in the background. We're playing three songs or snippets from these different songs, different artists. There is a thing that they have in common. Your job is to figure out what that thing is and to call us at 888-302-3684. And for your trouble, you'll be given a sample pack of Cedar Side Original organic bug sprays, things that are great to have around your home, protect your family from bugga-buggas, all that sort of good stuff. So, listen carefully. Three songs starting with this tune by Survivor. Biggest hit for this band. Number one in the summer of 1982 for 6 weeks running. Also a huge hit in 20 other countries. Nominated for a Grammy. Song of the Year. Lost Out to Always On My Mind by Willie Nelson. Okay. So Eye of the Tiger is the first song in this threesome. Next song is by James Brown. Were we talking about James Brown on the air or off the air the other day? About people suing him? Is that a conversation? Was that dreaming that?
I don't remember that.
Right. I don't either.
All right. There was somebody who was approached. James Brown was approached by this person who claimed that he'd stolen a song from him. I can't remember who it was. He just laughed when the guy said he was going to sue him. James Brown didn't pay much attention to the law.
No, he didn't care about it.
Yeah, not at all.
That's foolishness.
Right. Living in America, top five hit near the end of 1985. Let's see here. This was the last top five pop hit that he had. By the way, Richie, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar. During this song. Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar.
I never knew that, but I can hear it. Yeah.
Aren't you glad I gave this info to you? Now you have your day is complete already.
Thank you for that. You know, I would like that. Back in late 70s, early 80s, Stevie played on David Bowie stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
And he was not a studio musician, but he was much in
he was
the
just
demand.
So sought after. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, last tune here from Dolly Parton. I wish I had my old fist and I think callers are
this
warm.
This makes it hard.
They exactly. The first two they're warm and right on, but they haven't figured out. But the last one here. This is the song was number one on the country charts for the whole year 1984. She said in her memoir that this song and the album it came from were the best work she ever did. So it's called Tennessee Homesick Blues. Crank it up, Richie. What I would give for a little bit of change. All right, Angie. What are we dealing with here? What do these three songs all have in common? Well, you're kind of you're close, but no cigar. Let me see if I can get Mike to go one step further. Mike, what do you think?
No, that was my guess, too. I thought you were going with the Rocky themes.
No, well, we're close. All right, here's Tom. We got Tom. All right, we're running out of time. They are all from Sylvester Stallone movies, Rocky III, Rocky IV,
okay.
And Rhinestone. 28 after on Good Day.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all watch TV and see these beautiful ladies and sometimes handsome gentlemen getting makeovers, and it makes them look entirely different. We've all watched them. We know what difference it can make. But what about dogs and cats? You know, recently I was working at a shelter, and I was looking around, and some of the shelter dogs and cats that had come in really looked a bit disheveled. They were beautiful, but you couldn't tell under that coat that's all knotted and matted up. Well, we gave them makeovers. Yes, doggy and kitty makeovers. We bathed them. We groomed them. We brushed them. We made them look good. Use some shampoo, maybe even a little perfume on some of them. And you know what we found? We took the same dogs that everyone was bypassing at the shelter, the ones that no one would look at, the ones that said, look, I don't want that dog. He's dirty. He's I don't want him. Once we groomed them, and thank goodness for volunteer groomers that do work at some of the shelters, once we groomed these dogs, almost every single dog, and cat for that matter, found a home. So look beyond what you first see. A little bath, a little brushing can make all the difference in the world for your new best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen, good day program. Yeah, it's Friday. Ken Kessler is monitoring our social media, and we'll have some comments. Hopefully, they'll get off of the political path, but this week, been pretty political. Richie McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. You may or may not have heard the story about this woman from Florida who was arrested after she tried to stab a deputy with a sword.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, so, if you're going to go out with something, take a sword with you, right?
She was, there were felony arrest warrants and violations. There were about, how many, Kenny? Two dozen different charges against this woman. And she lived
in a
trailer park in a mobile home. Surprise. Does that sound prejudicial when I say
it
that?
It does,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I was about to jump on that same comment, but you beat me to it. Thank you for taking the bullet.
Thanks. I get the heat now, not you.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the bottom line here is, the police found 3,500 bladed instruments, knives, swords, machetes, bayonets. And this woman.
So she's a hoarder for weapons.
Right. Yeah. So here's the obvious. Maybe this is not so obvious.
What are you going to do with 3,500 knives
and
swords?
I got to think. Okay. They shot her with beanbags. Not once, but twice, because she wouldn't, you know, she was chasing them around. She held the, she was going after one of the policemen with a
sword. Good for them. I'd have put her down.
Well, but how come they didn't just shoot her?
Right.
Could it have been that they were white and she was white?
Here we go. Yeah.
No, that's it. I'm not saying another word. That's it. I'm not saying another word.
Or could it have been that these are properly trained officers who
yes,
know how to detain somebody without killing them?
Yeah, fair enough.
No matter what color they are.
Fair enough. Here's the story from, this is Christiansburg, Virginia. How far is that from you?
It's a good 4 or 5 hours.
Is it? So down in the southern part of the state, they actually wear Confederate flags, or what they think are Confederate flags, but they aren't really. They're the Virginia fighting flag.
There's some Confederate flags down there. It's down there. I think it's down there, Virginia Tech.
So some of the students were wearing clothing that had the Confederate flag because they were protesting the school officials saying no more Confederate flags on bumper stickers when you drive to school. Don't drive to school with a car that has a bumper sticker that has a flag on it. So, protesting that. They're wearing shirts, flag pants, flag skirts. So, 20 of them, 21 of them got thrown out yesterday. And now there's more activity apparently today in the school. 83% of schools white, 8% is black. Yada, yada, yada.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
You may take the Confederate flag off of all of the government buildings, but it's not going away.
No.
It's a product of the South.
Let's see what you think of the latest from Donald Trump.
And by the way,
yes,
when we went to Chincoteague last month, on the
it's really called Chincoteague?
It was really Assateague and Chincoteague.
Uh-huh.
Assateague is in Maryland, Chincoteague is in Virginia, and they're right next to each other.
Not in China.
So, but we passed a gas station. I mean, you're down in southern eastern shore Virginia there.
Uh-huh.
And we passed a gas station with a big, huge Confederate sign. And this isn't like a plastic. This is like a big lit
flag,
sign.
Like a big flag there, the car dealers.
Yeah, this is like a several $1,000 sign with a big Confederate flag. Uh-huh. The South starts here.
Great. All right. Donald Trump in the North, up in New Hampshire, town hall event last night, declined. Now, see, I don't know whether he was asked to or he just didn't mention or bother to go back to what one of the people attending the event said. First guy gets up, says to Donald Trump, this is a town hall meeting, quote, "We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. You know he's not even an American." Remember that Donald Trump was the one who paid for all of that research to be done. He was claiming that Obama wasn't born in the U.S. That was, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Or he said he did, anyway.
Right.
He said his people were out there finding great things, but nobody ever found anything.
So this guy, Trump doesn't say anything. The guy goes on and says, quote, "We have training camps growing here where they want to kill us. When can we get rid of it?" So he said to the guy, well, I got to check this out to find out if there are training camps for terrorists here in America. That's what this guy says. And he continues saying Obama's an Arab and yada, yada, yada. So what does all of that add to the discussion and the debate? Why are they running against Obama? Obama's not going to be in the campaign. Come up with something original, will you, for God's sakes? That stuff is old as dirt and meaningless.
This guy was railing against Muslims.
Yeah.
He basically said, oh, well, you know Obama's one. You got to hear this guy. I'll grab the audio here.
All right. Yeah.
But he's beautiful.
I bet he is.
He's a piece.
Wow. So this goes to the next step here. I'm no apologist for any religion. I don't care what the religion is. You won't find me. I said I like the Pope because I think the Pope is cool and he's a good leader. I don't care anything about Catholicism. None of that stuff makes any difference to me. What makes a difference is how we are not necessarily treating people equally. We're supposed to do that. That's part of the creed, the credo of America, is that we all are supposed to be treated equally, right? Even though hard for in our human existence to treat people equally. And the best example of that this week is this this kid in Dallas, or it's actually Irvine, which is outside, it's a suburb of Dallas, Irving, Texas. The kid brings a clock to school. You all know this story. And most everybody agrees that if it had been a white kid with a sort of Anglo name, nobody would have paid any attention to him. But because he had a Muslim name, right to the heart of the matter. And, you know, I don't want to get into this whole business. I believe we ought to be treating everybody fairly. You hear me, though. Somebody's going to say, Doug, you're a hypocrite because you say we should be profiling dark-skinned men with big nose who are in their 30s and 40s. Yeah, I do say that because they are the ones that were the real problem, or have been mostly the problem. All right, so here's this guy at the event, in Trump's event, the town hall meeting last night.
All right, let's start with this group right over here. Come on. Okay, this man, I like this guy.
I walk from White Plains. Amen.
Okay.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
This man. But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of it?
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things. And, you know, a lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things. Okay, go ahead. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. So here, I want to read an email. All right, because I think this speaks to what a lot of us think. This was sent to me either last night, yesterday, at some point. I found it early this morning. Sent by listener Jennifer. Yes, I like Trump. Yes, I'm angry. I'm sick of pundits on the right and left admonishing people like me for liking Donald Trump, calling us idiots and racists, or telling us we're ruining the Republican Party because we appreciate his candor and courage. Do I want Donald Trump to be the next president? Nope. Am I excited by his candidacy and campaign? Yes. While I understand on an intellectual and electable level why many of the others, like Ben Carson, make the sensible, safe choice, I can't help but be drawn to Trump's chutzpah. He stands for capitalism. He stands for exceptionalism. So he doesn't have a filter. Are we all tired of political correctness shoved down our throats, telling us what to say, how to say it? We've been chided for decades not to offend people. And where has that gotten us? To an America where college professors are told they can't say, quote, America is the land of opportunity and other innocuous phrases. An America where asking people a simple question is deemed microaggression, akin to racism. In this atmosphere, here comes Trump. He's brash, he's rude, he says whatever the heck he wants. He's a red-blooded American. It's such a contrast to the beta male we've been led by for the last 7 years. That's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? Huh? A pacifistic, socialistic, throws baseballs like a sissy. Okay, well.
Cheap shot.
Yeah, very cheap. But Trump has been accused of attracting the angry middle. There is truth to that. I'm angry our nation's borders have been left wide open and vulnerable. I'm angry an illegal alien and multi-felon who should have been deported took an innocent life. I'm angry Iran was given clearance to develop a nuclear bomb. I'm angry we traded 5 Taliban terrorists for AWOL traitor Bo Bergdahl. I'm angry Obamacare was shoved down our throats. I'm angry nearly half my paycheck is siphoned by the government to pay for welfare queens, bloated programs, and stupid federal studies like why lesbians are fat. I'm angry our government continues warrantless spy tactics on our email and phone calls in violation of the Fourth Amendment. I'm angry Republicans have let Democrats have their way. I'm angry the federal government took over K-12 education with that nauseating Common Core and has effectively dumbed down and radicalized public schooling. I'm angry poor communities are not allowed the option of school choice. I'm angry taxpayer-funded scholars ardently claim racism and global warming are the biggest problems to our nation. I'm angry Mrs. Clinton can violate umpteen laws and never have to answer for it. I'm angry people who break the law and enter our country illegally are given piles of taxpayer money. I'm angry the IRS targeted Christians and destroyed evidence during an active probe. I'm angry laws are passed that erode our Second Amendment. I'm angry Americans who joined the Tea Party were tossed aside as xenophobic bigots. I'm angry, and every day I swallow my anger like a bitter pill. Pray for this country. I have hope through my faith that in the end things will turn out all right. But I got a son and a daughter, and who knows when the end will come. Meanwhile, I hear a guy like Trump. He says some cringe-worthy things. He says some things that go too far, but on the flip side, he always says things that make sense. I like that he breaks the mold and says out loud what many are thinking or saying in privacy. That's why Trump is on top of the polls and why I like him. Presidential material? Nope. If he loses the primary and goes third party, then he'll earn my contempt. Yet I hope he knows better. I think he does. But gosh darn it, someone has to start calling it like it is. The wishy-washy middle has gotten us nowhere. I thought that was, I may not agree with all of what was in there, but I thought it was very passionate. It was from that lady's heart. And I think that it's provocative and profound in many different
very
ways.
Much so. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Ron, quick comment. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what reports you've been watching, Doug, but the thing about the training camps was on several weeks back. In fact, where I grew up at, there's one about 20 miles away from it in Red House, Virginia.
Terrorist training camps.
Well, they are now. They yeah. weren't before, but they are now.
What are they doing about it near you, 20 miles away? Who's doing anything about it?
I called my mom in Virginia and asked her, and I said, Mom, do you know that there's Muslims in Red House, Virginia? And my mom said, oh, that's been there a long time. Those Muslims are there. They had just shown a news report on that particular place where they had said before, come to our place if you want to visit. We will show you. We have nothing to hide. But this news reporter went there and asked to get in, and the guy was telling him you can't get in. And while he's doing that, some kid over here, some Muslim kid, picks up a brick and starts hitting his car, and they won't let you in now.
Really? Because, I know kids who are not Muslims who throw bricks at cars, too. So not because he's throwing. I understand what you're saying, and I hear the passion and the concern, and it's appropriate in certain circumstances and maybe more. Are we being told the truth by the government? No. Are we being told the truth by the news media? No. Are all of these things that you're suggesting true? No. There's a happy medium someplace. We got too many things going on in this country that are out of control because there are too many people here. We don't have good leadership. There are all kinds of reasons for this country being as screwed up as it is. And having said that, you said you're surprised you didn't know about it. There are things that I don't know about, Ron, and I'm happy to have correction. If there is something that you think I need to know, help yourself. Send a note to Doug at DougStephan.com, like that lady did that I just read, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, you got anything else? Just maybe a quick comment or two on Trump that you want to pass along?
On Trump, let me see. Well, Pete said that he thought that Trump would go on the attack as soon as the debate was over because he had a lousy night.
I don't think he had a lousy night. I thought he had an okay night. He wasn't great and he wasn't bad. He acquitted himself okay. Isn't that what most of us think? He acquitted himself.
He's going to be taking heat today for these comments, for not standing up.
He's going to take heat for.
Yeah.
And maybe he
deservedly
deserves it.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe he deserves to take some heat. Come on.
He just didn't think about it.
No, well, he doesn't think sometimes. Right. I think that's the bottom line, and that's maybe what.
Today, I'm sure today he will come out and say, hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's hope. 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you like painting and and saving. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement.
Come on, baby, you knew it was time. Just let go. Cause we want...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is the time in the program where we normally have Tom Parsons from Best Fares come and talk about, well, Richie would have you believe that we all talk about the inside airline stuff and planes, which sometimes I may get a little carried away talking about some of that stuff, but I have, Rich, you'll be happy to hear that I have not talked about the new Boeing plane for the Air Force that's a tanker and the things that are going on with that. This week. I stayed away from that. I actually want to talk about two things here for just a moment. American Airlines yesterday was shut down by a computer problem in Chicago. Flights to and from Dallas, Miami, and Chicago, which are three of their five main hubs, the other two being Los Angeles and New York, were pretty much crippled for a couple of hours. American didn't say why, but most people who have looked into it think that they were hacked. So I think to myself, all right, I'm getting on a plane for Chicago in a couple of hours, and I checked into what's going on and why certain things are happening the way they are and why they aren't, and it's because they're all backed up. Can you imagine each of those, just think about the numbers here. Each of those hubs have an average of 45 flights an hour. American flights, wow. 45 an hour, leaving Dallas, Chicago, Miami. And this is the cross-traffic that goes like there's, there are, I believe, 17 flights a day from Dallas to Miami. There are at least 20 flights a day from Dallas to Chicago and back again. And so, you know, I mean, just think about it. And then all of the stuff coming in from every other city into these hubs. Oy, man, what a mess. Cab passengers couldn't check in. Planes couldn't get off the ground. It was just a mess. So anyway, today if you're flying on American here,
good luck with that.
Meredith and I are going out to Farm Aid, as a matter of fact, which will be tomorrow in Chicago. And I just, well, we'll be fine, but it's just put everything into a glitchy mode. And people get a little, it's Mercury's in retrograde, folks. Yesterday was the first day.
Explain what that means.
Mercury going into retrograde.
For the unwashed.
Astrologically, what happens, at least theoretically, it looks like in the sky, Mercury goes backwards instead of forwards. So with that comes a challenge for communication, transportation. Any good astrologer would explain this probably better than I. I used to worry about it, and Meredith and I decided, why are we worrying about it? You can turn it into something good. Just don't get all excited about contracts, and if you're taking a trip during retrograde, you need to double-check all of the details. I was trying to get a hotel. One guy promised me a room, and another guy said, we don't have any rooms for that night. This is for later in October. What's he telling you? So it's that kind of stuff that goes on. And just be careful when you're booking flights and when you're traveling, that's all. And don't start anything new, necessarily, during the next 3 weeks. That's how Mercury works, three times a year for 3 weeks. It just seems there are a lot of harem-scarum things that go on in terms of sometimes personal relationships, communicating what you're thinking, all of that stuff. Now, I also want to spend a minute talking about Tom Parsons. He's been on this program since it began. I actually started Tom, I believe that I was the second person to ever interview him when he started Best Fares back when I was working in Cincinnati in 1987, 1988. And then he came on this program in 88 when I started doing it in October of 88. So he's been a friend. He's helped me a lot in lots of different areas. I think we've helped him a lot. That name has become a well-known brand in America. BestFares.com is a great place to go to save money on tickets, cruises, all that good stuff. Tom, in the last month or so, has not been himself, and you could hear that on a couple of the broadcasts he did
really,
here.
For a year or so.
Well, he's been a little slow.
Struggling.
He's been struggling. So what doctors found out is that he had a stroke. He has bleeding on his brain. He also had a heart attack, and there are some other things going on in his body. So he's been in the hospital the last 4 or 5 days. Interestingly enough, he's at Parkman Hospital. It's at Parkland in Dallas. So a kind thought and a word for him, I think, is appropriate. He's a very good basic human being. He's a character, and he's a little sometimes... He's a little difficult, but he's a good guy. So we hold a good thought for him as he goes through whatever his problems are. He's only 60. I think he's 64, 63, 64,
yeah.
Something like that. He's had a lot of partying in his life, and maybe this is how he may come back. Somebody, another friend of mine who's about the same age, has, Richie, I've told you about him, and you and he have talked.
Yeah.
Not only has he has Hodgkin's lymphoma, but now it turned out he has stage 4 bone cancer. And he told me that one of the problems he's had over his life was that when he was younger, he misused and abused drugs, alcohol, that sort of thing. So does it all come back to haunt you? I don't know. I'd like not to believe in that kind of karma, but listen, folks, if you don't take care of yourself, no matter how strong your body is, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. So anyway, a good thought for both of those gentlemen from the Good Day program. We're 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.